and gentlemen, Nick Revel. Thank you very much. Thanks. I'm really good at being embarrassed, you know. I think it's a sort of a national trait, isn't it? Being able to be embarrassed. I mean, you've only got to look at the security notices on the London Underground to have this proof for you, you know. They're quite entertaining, actually. If you see an unattended package, do not panic. Then the next line is good. Find a member of London Transport staff. Now, you might have a bit of a problem with this, you know, if you've forgotten your bloodhound. Then the next line is, alert the other passengers, evacuate the train, pull the communication cord. Well, which is all fine, you know, perfectly easy to understand, except one problem. These instructions are written basically for English people to follow. Let's face it, most English people would sooner be blown up than draw attention to themselves. This is where the system breaks down, you know, and it happened to me the other day. I'm on the train, I see an unattended package, and I knew immediately it was an unattended package because it matched up with the drawing of the one on the poster. Staring at this thing, I'm thinking I've got to alert the other passengers, pull the communication cord. What if I do all that? And it turns out it's not a bomb. It would be worse than if it was a bomb. Everybody would be staring at me. I'd feel like that guy on the poster who travelled without a ticket, you know. I'm thinking to myself, there must be a way of finding out if this is a bomb or not without hassling anyone else in the compartment, so I kicked the bag. Another thing you should never do, ever, is tell a geranium you're bored. God, I'm bored.
You could make a compost heap.
I haven't got time.
Oh, right, you're too busy, aren't you?
Yes.
Too busy being bored.
Yes.
Too busy lying round the flat moaning about having no work. Look at the state of my leaves.
Here, have a drop of Guinness.
Ooh. You just don't care about me and Alvin, though. It's been obvious since Christmas.
Look, don't bring that up again. We've been going over this for months. Geraniums do not get Christmas decorations. Christmas trees do.
What about the tinsel we got?
No, just got all our leaves cut back and got dumped outside the back door.
Yeah, you'll be going back outside if you don't shut up.
Oh, yeah, typical. It all comes down to threats with you, doesn't it, big nose?
Hey?
He don't care about the plant world. He don't care about the environment.
Yes, I do.
What, like what?
Well, I've got all the Stings albums. I mean,
you're all talk, you are. All you do is moan. Moaning when the cricket's not on because there's no play. Moaning when it is on because Yorkshire are losing. Moaning when you haven't got any work because there's nothing to do. Moaning when you have because it stops you moaning about having nothing to do.
Yeah, and when Caroline's here, you're so lazy you just lie in bed with her and let her do the moaning for you.
Yeah. That's different, actually.
How?
Well, you wouldn't understand. You're just a geranium.
No, you wouldn't understand. You're just a geranium.
Always pulling genus rank just because you're a mammal. Big nose.
You're drunk.
Well, of course I am. I'm drinking Guinness on empty roots. And if I had some decent compost in here, I'd be able to take me drink, wouldn't I? So you'd be able to shut me up and recycle all your organic waste at the same time.
Look, I don't know how to make a compost heap. Shut up.
I do. They explained it on Gardener's Question Time.
Morning.
Hi, Caroline.
Here, the postman's just been...
Cheers.
Who were you talking to?
Oh, no one. So, what have we got today? Phone bill? Gas bill? Electricity bill? Credit card bill? And income tax demand? This has taken a while. Card from Craig and Shona. Posted 3 weeks ago. I think they got back last night.
Were they in Africa again?
No, Eastbourne. Well, this one's from Mike in LA. Dear Nick, how are you? Since my novel got picked up and I moved out here to work on the screenplay, blah, blah, blah. Include a photo of the pool, blah, blah, blah. But wish in many ways I was still back in rainy old England, despite being embarrassingly rich. God.
Come on.
I'm sick of being broke and just staggering from one hack job to another, you know. Look what I've done in the last few months. 4 scripts for corporate videos and updated Janet and John. John has a Walkman. Janet has a Game Boy. Their parents have a headache. I mean, you know... from now on, I'm going to start taking more care of my money. Let's copper up here, see how much cash I've got spent. Right, 50 quid, you see? I'm going to put that in the building society. I'm going to make a
Why don't you take a lodger?
A lodger?
Yeah, and then you could set aside more time to work on the novel.
How did you know I was writing a novel? It's meant to be a secret.
You talk about it in your sleep.
Oh, really? Is it any good?
I don't know. I always nod off pretty quickly.
I'll take that as a no, then.
Shut up.
What?
Nothing. Tell you what, good film last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. Interesting casting for an Ingmar Bergman film. Bernard Manning and Kylie Minogue.
Great car chase, though. I mean, only Bergman could invest a sense of existential angst in a Volvo.
I'm surprised you noticed.
Eh?
You seem to spend most of the time sneaking glances at that girl next to you.
No. I had a twitch in my neck. It's a muscle spasm. It comes on occasion. There's nothing I can do about it.
She was incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, amazing, wasn't she?
So you were looking.
Look, sometimes you can't help it. I mean, you do it.
I don't.
Well, you developed a remarkably sudden interest in the 100 metres relay when the British team started wearing Lycra shorts.
Well, yeah.
There.
But that's different.
Oh, yeah? How?
I don't drool at the mouth.
Are we going to go down the cafe anyway? Because I'm starving.
So am I!
Yeah, OK. Just want to set the video.
All right, Linford Christie running today, is he?
Oh, ha, ha.
Funny, I've got a sudden urge to go and work a swindle on the stock market.
It's the last time I give you Guinness.
Morning, Nick. Caroline.
Yeah. Morning, Mr. Wilcox. You look happy.
Yeah, just won 200 quid on the horses.
Congratulations.
That'll beef up the old age pension.
Yeah, tell you what, there's a dead cert in the 11:30 at Newmarket.
Yeah?
Yeah, give us a fiver and I'll tell you.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, there you go.
Right, 11:30, Newmarket, one born every minute. Hurry up or you won't have time to get the bet on.
Right, thanks very much, Mr. Wilcox. Come on, Caroline, get a move on.
Nick.
Shut up, come on.
Nick.
Just a minute, hang on. 10 quid, please. No, 50 quid.
Nick.
On one born every minute, please.
Right, there's your slip.
Tap.
Nick.
Just a minute, I've got to get this bet on.
Nick.
And they're off in the 11:30 at Newmarket, checking out any
of this. Just a minute. If it's such a cert, how come Wilcox didn't have any money on it?
He did.
How? My fiver.
I was trying to tell you.
Excuse me, I want to cancel that bet.
Oh, sorry, too late.
Damn, how could I be so stupid and don't say a word?
Peter is third and last one born every minute.
Shut up. Hey, Craig.
Hi, Nick. How you doing, pal? Hi, Caroline.
Hi.
When'd you get back, then?
Oh, last night.
Have a good time.
I had a great holiday, and would you believe it? It just won 50 quid on the 11:30 at Newmarket.
Two teas, please.
Anything else?
Yeah, can I put this advert on your notice board?
Sure, what is it?
Is this advert for your flat?
Yeah.
Mature male has room to let in tidy flat.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Just didn't realise you'd moved out. Your handwriting's terrible, Nick. I'll write this out again for you.
Oh, OK, and thanks.
So you had a good holiday?
Oh, yeah, excellent. Really relaxing time.
Yeah, you know. Craig was in such a good mood, he was even civil to the barman.
Well, he's always civil to barman.
Yeah, this one was a vegetarian Dundee United supporter.
Wow. I've got some photos in the back. Do you want to see them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, is that the time? I've got to get going. I've got to go down to the library. I'll see you later.
I'd like to see the photos, Craig.
Oh, okay. I'll pick you up in a couple of hours, then.
It won't take you 2 hours to go to the library.
That's not what I meant.
Right, Caroline. Here's the photos.
Oh, great.
Bye. Hi, Shona.
Hiya.
Where's Caroline?
Well, after about an hour of looking at the photos, she passed out. And when she came round, she said she needed to go and lie down. So Craig offered to take her back to your place, and she said she ought to go home. So Craig went with her in the taxi so he could show her the rest of the photos. Did you get what you wanted from the library?
Nah, it was closed. Only opens one day a year now. See, they've worked out that if it only opens one day a year, everybody's books are always overdue when they come back. And the fines they collect are enough to pay for an extra textbook in every school in the borough.
Oh, right.
Which takes the total up to 2 per class, apparently. And on that basis, they reckon they'll be able to teach 4 children per class to read. And on that basis, they reckon that in 20 years' time, the proportion of the literate population of the borough who will want to use the library will be 12 people. And then we have to close down the library on the basis that demand's too low. Yeah. creative accounting. The government thought it all up for him.
Well, what book did you want anyway?
I was looking for something on gardening. I'm thinking of making a compost heap, you know.
Well, you don't need a book for that.
Yeah, I know, but once Craig mentioned the photos, I had to think fast, didn't I? You know? Nothing for it now. I'll have to go home and work.
See you.
And finally, sport. At Trent Bridge, there has been no play for the third day running. However, the Radio 3 Test Match special commentary box was washed away when the Trent burst its banks and was last seen floating out towards the North Sea. It's thought that the commentators were so engrossed in naming leg spinners who captained England and subsequently became missionaries that they have not yet noticed their predicament. So, in the meantime, here's some music.
So there really is nothing for it now. I am going to have to work. Surely there's something else to distract me, please. Ha-ha, that'll do. Hello?
Nick, it's Caroline. Can you come round before 7.30? In fact, come as soon as you can.
What's up?
It's Craig. We're only about a quarter of the way through the photos. I tried to get rid of him by saying I was cooking for you this evening, and he just invited himself. Then he called Shona and told her to bring over last year's. I can't cope on my own.
Oh, no.
What?
Well, I was just about to phone you to say that I can't make it.
Why not?
Well, I'm really getting into my script, you know. I'm really into the work and,
Nick,
you know...
please!
I'm sorry, the deadline's tomorrow. It's flowing so well. Bye! Close one.
Welcome to Test Match Special for Monday's play. Although I'm sorry to say, it looks like the pitch will again be unplayable, and sadly we won't even be able to hand you over to the Test Match commentary team as they're still missing. The RAF say they're doing everything they can and at the moment have four spotter planes over the Canary Islands and say Spanish authorities are also helping in the search. The commentary box was last seen.
It's not promising, is it? Took them 8 hours to find Robert Maxwell. Yes? My God, it's the girl from the cinema.
Hello.
Blimey, it's that woman from that painting who stands in the seashell.
No, but Vince was right. She was beautiful. I mean, I can't describe the effect. It wasn't a sexual thing, you know. It's just like some people have this... I don't know. It's not beauty. It's like a charisma or something. What I'm trying to say is it wasn't a lustful feeling.
Yes, it was.
Well, maybe a bit.
I saw your advert in Shona's cafe about the room.
All right. Coming out the rain there.
Thanks.
Yeah, the flat's in a bit of a mess at the moment, I'm afraid. But the garden's nice.
Yeah, plenty of room for a compost heap.
Share the garden with the bloke in the flat upstairs, but he doesn't use it much. You
know? Oh, that's good. I could set up my easel out there.
Oh, you're a painter?
Oh, but don't worry. I'd be able to pay the rent. I do quite a lot of supply teaching.
As if you care. You fancy her?
And some nude modelling at the art colleges. I seem to get quite a lot of that.
Yeah, I bet.
You're going red!
Right, this is the kitchen round here. There aren't normally this amount of rubbish bags just lying around.
Liar!
But I had a party over the weekend, you
know. Liar!
And the washing machine I haven't taken out of the box yet because it only arrived this morning.
It's been here 6 months!
Excuse me, if you'd just like to have a look in the living room through there, I'm just going to put my geranium out on the windowsill. There you go, Vince.
Oh, please don't, Nick.
You'll be quite safe out there.
Oh, it's raining. This acid will burn me. I'll be quiet.
Plants.
Yeah, it helps them grow better.
I know. Sometimes I feel mine are trying to talk back to me. I get these vibrations.
You're going red again.
If they could talk, I wonder what they would say.
Yes.
I expect it would be beautiful, harmonious thoughts revealing deeper truths about the eternal realities of the cosmos.
Tell you what, if I was human, I'd give her one.
Yes, probably. Anyway, as I say, this is the living room.
Oh, you sorting out stuff for a jumble sale, then?
Oh, yeah, jumble sale. Yeah, normally I hate mess, you know. Although I can obviously put up with it from other people if they're a bit, you know, because I'm easy to live with.
Oh, I heard that!
And through here, this is the spare bedroom. It's a bit cramped, I know, but once the window's open, it won't smell at all. And as you can see, we dealt with the mouse problem some time ago. I'm going to get a bin liner in.
It could be a really nice room if it weren't quite so full of empty bottles.
Yeah, well, I haven't been to the bottle bank this week.
Did you drink all this?
Yeah. Well, you see, if I wasn't drinking that booze, someone might buy it who doesn't recycle their bottles, you know. We've all got to do what we can for the planet. That was a joke.
Oh. Oh, right.
Yeah. So anyway, have you just moved to London then?
No, I've just split up with my boyfriend. Oh, I came home and I found him in bed with my best friend.
Oh, God.
It's all been a bit traumatic, really, but I feel the karmic wheel will start to swing in my favour after all this bad stuff.
Karmic wheel.
Anyway, I'd like to move in as soon as possible.
You mean you'll take it?
Yes. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. It's just that, you know, it's in such a state. I'm not quite as much of a slob as I appear, but, you know, I probably...
It's okay. I know what single men are like. They're naturally lazy, self-indulgent and carnally obsessed.
Right. That was a joke, yeah?
No. I don't mean it in a judgmental way. It's just an observation.
Right.
But your geraniums are so healthy, I can tell you must be a good person.
Yes.
It's us, she likes!
Well, when can I move in?
Well,
I've got all the boring bureaucratic stuff, banker's references and all that. Oh, and a month's rent in cash.
Well, whenever you like, then.
Great. I'll go get my stuff out of the taxi.
Taxi?
Yes. I could tell it would be okay from your handwriting on the advert. Showed a strong female side of your character.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously very perceptive on people's handwriting there. Well, I'll give you a hand with the cases.
Well, perhaps you could make a start on the bottles.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Oh, you've got a lot to thank me for, man.
Your language is disgraceful. What? I'd give her one if I was human. That's disgraceful. You've been listening to those builders across the street, haven't
you? Yeah, and you and Craig whenever you're here on your own.
So anyway, so I've got this electric Ladyland on CD, and it's just fun. Right, OK, listen, hang on. Who wants wine? Who wants whiskey?
Well, let's have the wine first and then go on to the drinks.
Yeah. So, What is it that we're eating, Nick?
I don't know. When I told Margaret I was inviting you all round, she offered to cook, you know.
Oh, yeah.
She spent the last 2 days shopping for it, but she won't tell me what it is. It's a surprise.
I tell you what else is a surprise.
What?
This flat.
Yeah, it's really tidy.
Yes.
Yeah, I never realised you had a carpet in the front room.
I know, it's great. I picked up all the newspapers and, you know, there it was. It's fabulous now. I don't bump my head on the ceiling at all.
You've even connected the washing machine.
Yeah.
So how come the sudden transformation?
Well, or to put it another way, where is she and what does she look like?
Sorry, Caroline.
She's meditating.
Meditating?
She's a Buddhist.
She's not a vegetarian.
What difference does that make?
She's done the cooking, I'm warning you, Nick. If it's any hippie crap like bean curd and tofu with no beef, I'm going home.
Coming.
Alvin, I bet Craig faints.
Everyone, this is Margaret.
Hello.
Hey, hi. Craig! He's fainted. Craig! Craig!
He hasn't fainted since that Andy Stewart concert in 1973.
Sorry, I had a long day.
Are you okay?
Aye, fine, fine.
Anyone want a drink then?
Just water for me, thanks.
Sure, there's a bottle right here.
You're drinking water, Nick?
Yeah. Yeah, I've quit booze. Just for a couple of days. You know, I just felt I was, you know, relying on it too much.
Yes. Well, I'll get the food.
It's my own idea.
Nick, she's beautiful.
Caroline, you okay? Your eyes have gone all beady.
She's got a fat ass.
Oh, aye, right enough.
Yeah, yeah, the reason I've stopped drinking is because, you know, I want to signify a change. You know, sort of dump the hack stuff, get on with the novel.
All right.
In fact, as soon as I finish this present corporate video thing, I'm going to tell my agent, Cressida, you know, to stuff any hack work, however well it pays. Uh-huh. See, giving up drinking is like a... It symbolises my change from hack to artist.
That's a kind of a Buddhist concept, in a sense, really.
Sort of.
I didn't realise you'd been getting into Buddhism.
No, I haven't really, only a bit, you know.
And what are you most interested in getting into, Nick? Buddhism or Buddhists?
Caroline?
So, Margaret, Nick tells me you're going to Australia.
Yes, I really want to study Aboriginal art.
When?
As soon as I can afford it. Probably about 6 months.
Shame it'll take so long. I mean, you're probably itching to go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here's the food. I hope you like it.
Great.
Very interesting.
What is it?
Well, basically, it's bean curd in black bean sauce with bean sprouts.
Oh, my favourite.
Morning.
Hiya. I made some coffee.
Oh, great. I've got a terrible hangover.
You know, it's funny, but having laid off the booze, you know, I just feel really...
Smug?
Over.
Where's the blessed Margaret?
She's gone up to the Heath painting, you know.
Can I be absolutely frank with you?
Sure.
Yeah, well, frankly, Nick, I think it's time you should accept that you're never going to make it as a writer.
Meaning I should forget the novel and get rid of my lodger?
Well, if you want to be absolutely, absolutely frank, yes.
Look, I don't fancy her, if that's what you mean.
Sure.
Did I drool at the mouth once last night?
No, you and Craig were too busy stuffing your faces with bean curd and pretending to like it.
Look, even if I was single, it'd be totally wrong to try anything on with a flatmate, for God's sake.
Not even if she did.
Oh, chance would be a fine thing. That was a joke! Look, she's a lodger. She's paying me rent so I can get on with my novel. That's all there is to it. It was your idea, anyway.
Hand me the paper, will you?
Sure.
Why can't you see it's time you got a proper job?
Well... because if I got a proper job, I'd have to get up in the morning. I wouldn't get to claim my pencils against tax, and I wouldn't be able to watch all 5 days of every test match.
And those things are more important than our relationship, are they?
No. I could cope with paying full price for me pencils.
OK. It's either her or me. I'll see you.
Caroline! What did I say?
I think you implied she was only slightly more important to you than a pencil.
So this was 3 days ago?
Yeah, I tell you, sometimes I wonder what I'm doing with that girl, you know? Yeah. I mean, I can't get it. When you lie to them, they believe you. But when you tell them the truth, they think you're lying. Do you find that, Craig?
Yeah, do you find that, Craig?
No.
I tried phoning her, but she just puts the phone down. I even sent flowers with a really nice note.
Oh, what did it say?
I said, look, I'm sorry, but remember I do spend a lot of money on pencils.
Girl.
Yeah, she's been totally unreasonable. I mean, I like Margaret, but she's not my type. Shona, don't look at me like that. She's got no sense of humour. Anyway, as if she'd be interested in me.
Oh, you've convinced me. Anyone who goes out with you would definitely need a sense of humour.
But how do you know she hasn't got a sense of humour?
She doesn't laugh at any of my jokes.
Yeah, but how do you know she hasn't got a sense of humour?
Very funny. I'm sorry. Thank you. Tell you what, though. I think I might take up that Buddhist chanting. Seems to bring her luck. She always gets a seat on the bus, clears the top deck, you know. She's landed an exhibition at some posh gallery. Oh, she says, do you want to come to the opening?
No.
There'll be free drink.
Yeah.
Oh, you're drinking again. I thought you were quitting as a symbol of artistic rebirth.
Yeah, I've thought of a better symbol.
Yeah?
Yeah, a haircut. Well, it'd be much more effective, you know, because my hair keeps falling in front of my eyes when I'm writing.
Oh, know. Yeah? How's the writing going, by the way?
Well, I've done 1.5 pages.
What, in 3 weeks?
I've crossed a lot out as well. I'm finding it hard to concentrate, Frank. I'm so worried about the test match commentary box.
Oh, aye. Any news of them yet?
No, it's nearly a fortnight they've been missing now.
Got it.
They've had search parties out all over the world. They could be anywhere. Apparently there's a Mrs. Potter of Tunbridge Wells been baking cakes in a bottle. And floating them out down the Medway. Chances of them getting there must be pretty slim, really.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, something terrible just happened.
What?
Well, you know the builders. As I was walking past, they started yelling at me, get your tits out. Why would they do that?
It's their idea of a joke, Margaret.
Ah, oh, joke, oh.
You got to learn to spot them. When the builder shouted that, what did you do?
Well, I was a bit confused, so I undid my blouse, and one of the builders drilled through his foot.
Margaret, you're a genius. Don't ever change.
Oh, by the way, your agent called this morning.
Yeah?
Something about a big corporate video project.
What do you mean, something?
Well, I didn't take any details. I told her she could stuff the corporate video work. You're an artist now.
You did what?
Well, that's what you said you were going to tell her.
Yeah, but that was when there was no money on offer. I mean...
I don't understand.
Oh, Margaret!
Leave her alone!
I thought you were trying to get used to living on less money. Oh... actually, Nick, I wanted to say, instead of cash for rent this month, would you like one of my paintings?
No, I would not want a hippie painting. What do I want, a hippie painting? I need cash. Listen, I'm going out for a haircut and a bottle of whiskey. I'll see you later.
Would you like conditioner on it?
No, thanks.
There we go.
Thank you.
You've been to the pictures recently?
No.
I like the adverts best. There was this one once I didn't like. It was something called Lynx, I think. Did you see it? There's these models wearing fur coats at a fashion show and all this blood came spurting out and it went all over the audience, didn't it? And there's all these dead animals in there and maggots and flies. It was horrible. Well, that wasn't a very good advert, was it? It almost puts you off wanting to wear a fur coat. And my boyfriend's a plumber. I phoned a dedication to him on Drag FM today. You've been on holiday yet this year? What do you do then? I come from Milford. I tell you, look, the trendy thing this week is a tartan quiff with rasta braids and a Hare Krishna tuft. It's wicked, yeah. Do you like Sting? I like Sting. He's wicked, isn't it? He used to be a teacher. I could teach him a thing or two. Okay, there we go. All finished. You want to take a look in the mirror? Do you want to see the back?
What have you done to my hair?
Oh, it's wicked, doesn't it, Marlene?
Right. There's not many people your age could carry that off.
You don't like it, do you?
It's fine. It's perfect. Every aspect of my life is in ruins, but with a haircut like this, at least I know it can only possibly get worse if I'm run over by an ambulance.
Great. Bye.
Bye, Wiki.
Oh, God, that was close. Come on, Nick, be positive now. Things cannot get worse.
Excuse me, mate. I'm Terry Christian from that TV programme. You know the one, Friday Night Channel 4, The Word, yeah?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, thanks. But thing is, right, with a haircut like that, right, we'd love to have you on the show.
Very, very kind of you, Terry, but...
Great.
I'm afraid I have to go home now and kill myself.
Right, yeah. Say, hang on a minute. Would you like to do it, like, live, like, on the, like, programme?
Hi, Nick. I like your hair. Not many people of your age could carry that off.
Margaret, what's happening? There's a taxi outside. Where are you going?
Australia.
Well, just like that?
Yes. Oh, I've left a month's rent.
But just like that?
Well, I suddenly got the money and it felt right.
Well, how come?
Well, you know that painting I offered you for rent?
Yeah?
Someone bought it at the exhibition for £5,000.
Oh.
The gallery sent the cash on a motorbike.
Oh.
And then I bumped into Mr. Wilcox and he gave me a tip on a rank outsider, so I thought, why not? I put £100 on it and it came in first.
What were the odds?
500 to 1. What about the top? So it felt like a sign that I should go immediately.
Well, you know, keep in touch.
I will. It's been nice.
Yeah.
Made such a change to share with a man who didn't make any sexual advances.
Well, I would have been wrong, you know.
Yes, although sometimes I regret you didn't.
What?
I think it might have been nice to have sex with you.
Really?
No, it was just a joke. You've got to learn to spot them. Is it funny?
It works for me.
That was The Nick Revel Show, written by and starring Nick Revel, with Alistair McGowan, Caroline Gruber, June McKeon, Alison Sterling and Brian Bowles. The producer was Joan Magnusson.